God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us, God's word to strengthen us, God's word to guide us along the path of life is from the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. And we have probably heard this so many times, we can recite it in our sleep. And yet, translations differ, and God speaks to us, as he speaks to us today through John. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So far, God's word for our consideration, for our reflection, for our nourishment today. And I want you to ponder that. I want you to ponder you going on a journey. For every one of us, We've been on journeys before. We've taken the airline, and we know that we have to pack our suitcases according to their regulations. We know that we can't pack a suitcase more than 50 pounds. But we go on this journey. We pack all of our clothes and the compartments and the shoes, and got to have all of that stuff in those suitcases, because our journey is long, and we need each and every item that we put in those suitcases. But when you reflect upon your faith and reflect upon your journey of faith, you take nothing with you except that faith that you have in God himself. And sometimes when you are on the path of life, it's kind of, you start to wander, and you start to go through the underbrush and the troubles and the problems and kind of lose your way. Well, there was this missionary who was out in the jungle, and this E. Stanley Jones tells about this missionary that he lost his way. It seems like the path was overgrown. So he kept pushing through the jungle and pushing himself, trying to find the path back to civilization, back to where he started. He came upon a small village of people that were scattered around, and he went to them and he said, I need someone to show me out of this jungle, to show me the path. So this guy said, well, I'll volunteer, I'll take you. And they started pushing through the jungle. And they were using the machetes and just doing all their work with this jungle. And this missionary is just beside himself. And he kind of taps the guy on his shoulder and he said, where is the path? It seems like we've been going on this for hours, not finding the path. And the guy looked at him and he says, you know, in these places there's no path, but I'm the path. I want you to think about that. As Jesus, in the upper room, the night before he was put to death, he's gathered his disciples with him. And he says, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I'm going there to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. And of course, Thomas says to him, Thomas the doubter, Thomas says to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus says to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. I want you to think about that. As you journey through life, Because as we journey through life, we face many kinds of difficulties. We face the simple, I forgot my glasses at home, so I'm borrowing Karen's glasses. To the most difficult, that we hear from the doctor the words, you have cancer and you only have 4 weeks to live. To the ones who break their bones in their body, be told that you're going to be in a cast for a long period of time. We face all these kinds of difficulties in our life. But as we face these difficulties, the most difficult thing we have is trust. Trust in our God. Trust for Him to lead us and to guide us. Because we're in the jungle of life. We face the hills. We face the valleys. We face the curves. We face the potholes. And it's a nice way to say that we face sickness and we face death. Death is the last enemy. And we know we're going to face that. But as we live in our journey, as we journey with God, we know by faith that He will be with us. We know by faith that we know the way. That we know the way to heaven is through faith in Jesus Christ. It's not in what we do in this life. It's not being the best farmer. It's not being the best person. It's not being the most enjoyable on earth. But it is only through Jesus Christ and faith in Him that we are given eternal life and forgiveness of sins. In a few minutes, you're going to come up to the altar rail and you're going to receive the body of blood given for you. And you're going to receive the blood of Christ shed for you. This is going to lift you up and encourage you in your life, but also assure you of God's promise that you will have eternal life in Jesus Christ and that you will be with Him for all eternity. Such is our journey as we push through the sicknesses, as we push through heart disease and cancer and broken bones and all that sort of stuff that happens to our bodies and to our lives. But as we push through all those, we know that God is there. And God in Jesus is walking with us. We sing, what a friend we have in Jesus. Do we really believe that? Do we really, really believe that what a friend we have in Jesus? That all our sins He will bear. It's interesting as we read through that song that we know by heart that sometimes we don't even need the hymn book to sing. But do we do really see what a friend we have in Jesus? Do we really see and feel the trust that we have in Jesus? That He will bear our sins, that He will forgive our sins, that He will assure us of eternal life. We are that missionary that pushes through the desert of life. We are that missionary that pushes through the desert and the jungle and all the weeds and all the bush and everything. But as we push through that, we also push through it with a friend, our friend of Jesus Christ, our personal Lord and Savior, who died for each one of us, who rose again from the dead for each one of us to give us eternal life and forgiveness of sins. In Christ's holy name, amen.